It's nerve-wracking. Because we just had to pick up. Then it was Marco and Lawrence, like, back-to-back.
Any more?
Weather by car.
We got noodles. We got clothes.
Or by bus. Evacuees came by the thousands to inland Texas, many not even sure where their final destination might be.
I typed in disaster relief or something like that on Google. Thank God for Google for that, at least.
Paul Byard wound up at the Circuit of the Americas racetrack in Austin before realizing he wasn't the only one with that idea.
I don't think we're going to have enough gas to make it through the Austin line, you know, and then we're going to push it to a gas station, you know, so that's that.
The city of Austin announcing early Wednesday morning ahead of Hurricane Laura that it had officially run out of available rooms more quickly than anticipated.
They had booked hotel rooms and reserved them through the process. But because we have been asking people to evacuate, some people went straight to hotel rooms. So while we had believed that we had rooms reserved, those rooms were being filled up by other people that were evacuating.
In the Dallas area on Thursday, evacuees waiting hours in this line to be given basic essentials.
Would you like some water, ma'am?
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
And a hotel assignment.
Oh, because I'm hungry.
Patricia Henney escaped Lake Charles. And she's done this before with Rita and Katrina, sitting in the back seat, watching her hometown grow distant in the rearview mirror.
Praying, asking the Lord to don't let me go through this again, because I refuse. I mean, it's horrible. Till you've been through it, you'll never know.
But it's not just shelter people are searching for. They also have to take COVID into account and whether crowded spaces are worth it.
I'd rather sleep on the street. You know, I mean, the next step would, I guess, be panhandling.
And we can also tell you that Texas Governor Greg Abbott had an aerial tour of all the damage today, and he did address COVID, since that is now such a big concern for so many people. He wants people to know anybody in a congregate shelter will have access to a COVID test. And for anybody watching, if you're one of those who does need a place to stay, all of these shelters or even reception areas like the one we saw today in the DFW area, they will not shut down until the state orders them to do so, until this is all said and done. For now, reporting live in Dallas, Marky Martin, News Nation.